Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flunk here with the latest. A major search is underway in Western Australia for a missing radioactive capsule. It's believed the device, which is smaller than a 10-cent piece, went missing while being transported from the state's Pilbara region to Perth earlier this month. The state's Chief Health Officer, Andrew Robertson, says it might be tiny, but it emits quite a bit of radiation.
It's around receiving 10 x-rays in an hour, just to put it in context. And 2 millisieverts is also the amount of natural radiation we would receive in a year just by walking around.
The father of Novak Djokovic has responded after footage surfaced of him posing with fans sporting the Russian flag. Serjan Djokovic says he was just outside of the Australian Tennis Open getting photos with supporters of his son, and he had no intention of causing headlines or disruption. He goes on to say, "My family has lived through the horror of war and we wish only for peace." A boy in New South Wales struck by lightning on Australia Day remains in intensive care in hospital. The 10-year-old was injured while swimming at a beach in the state's Illawarra region. Surf Life Saving New South Wales boss Stephen Pearce says it's a reminder to keep safe during stormy weather.
There's always dangers with lightning activity when you're out in the open, and particularly when you're on beach and in salt water as well. So we would advise everyone to make sure that if they listen to any of the weather warnings with the approaching electrical storms, that they seek shelter.
And flights have gone on sale today for Australia's newest airline, Bonza's offering flights to 12 destinations, including Mackay, Port Macquarie and Mildura.